Mike. Well, hey, it's great to be with you all tonight. Thank you for coming here. My name is Ben Kendrew. I am the campus pastor here at Bridge City Brighton Heights, and it is a joy to be with you. I hope you enjoyed that worship. Wasn't it awesome with our worship team as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the wonder of Christmas and what that really looks like for us? I want to start with the story. Can we start with a story? The Christmas story. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2. It'll be on the screen behind me. Luke is in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels. But this is the actual account of the birth of Jesus Christ. And if you've never read it, it's an amazing story. It's better than Frosty. It's better than Rudolph. It's better than the Grinch. It's amazing. And that's why we're here. So if you have that, let's look at this. The birth of Jesus, Luke 2, 1 through 20. At the time of the Roman Emperor Augustus, declared a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken where Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of the king of David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. And he traveled there from a village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was now expecting a child. Verse 6, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, in verse 8, it says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, with the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them, "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all people. And the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign, that you will find a baby wrapped in snuggly strips laying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel who joined in a vast host of others, and the armies of heaven, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest in heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God has pleased." And verse 15, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Verse 16, they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in a manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and the angel had said to them about this child. And in verse 18, all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. And finally, in verse 20, the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And it was just as the angel had told them. And so here we have the story. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the story, the actual birth of Jesus, and what Christmas means. And so as we think about that, this is one of those favorite nights. This is, many people, this is one of your favorite times of the year, the Christmas Eve service, the candlelight. And you know, we've been busy, we're shopping, we've got the food and the meal, but right now we're just asking you to just take a moment and stop, take a breath, and we just stop with the busyness, put our phones down, and start remembering who God is and what Jesus came to do. That's what we're going to do. And so, as we look at this, before that first Christmas, right, before that first Christmas, before, like, we have all these lights and we have the music and the movies, that the story of Christmas was an actual moment in history. It actually happened. It was a moment in history, and I would suggest it was the defining moment that changed the world. And so that's what Christmas, and so we have the, you know, what you know about the account of Christmas. Maybe you've seen it on TV or whatever it is. Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem. Mary is certainly uncomfortable. There was no room for them at the inn. They couldn't find anywhere to stay. Jesus was born finally, and he was laid in a manger, which was a feeding trough or a feeding thing that the animals ate out of. And so he was born in that. They laid him there. And then God didn't announce the birth of the Lamb of God to the prince or the prince of peace, his son, his one and only son. He announced this to shepherds and not to kings and not to rulers and to the people you might think, but it was just to the lowly of society. He reached out to them and told them of this. And so God the Father sent his angels, and angels are messengers that would go and proclaim the message of the Lord. And so who did he choose to tell this to? It was shepherds. It was shepherds that received this message. And it's significant because in the time of Jesus, in the time of the New Testament, shepherds were outcasts in society. They were looked down upon. That's what you did. And so they were like looked down upon. And so it's amazing after this 400 years of silence that God enters the world, and he talks to Zechariah and he talks to Mary and Elizabeth. And then he talks to shepherds. People on the outsides of society, he chooses to declare what is going on. And so when I ask you, what then, think about this. What is Christmas really about? What's Christmas about to you? What does that mean to you? What does Christmas truly mean to you? I just read you the story. But when we think about what Christmas means, there's all kinds of thoughts and feelings come up. But I want to just change your perspective and challenge you tonight to think about this, that there's just a couple points I want you to think about as we think about the wonder of Christmas and what Christmas is really about, that I want to just challenge your thinking maybe on this. How about this? And the first one, that Christmas means this, that Christmas points us, that it shows us that God and our Father drew close to us by sending his son Jesus to the earth. In Luke 6-7, it said, Mary, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them. He didn't come as a powerful figure, Jesus. He didn't come as this political figure. He came, or even an adult for that matter, he came as a baby. You know, and just think about that. The God's only son came in the form of a baby. That's how it all started. He did not arrive in a palace. He did not arrive with Roman authority, right? He arrived as a baby, small, vulnerable, dependent on other people. That's how our Lord and Savior came into this world. And so Christmas means that God came close. He drew near to us. A lot of people think this. When we think about God and who Jesus is, they think God is distant or he's just out there. It's the exact opposite. Christmas tells us that God drew near to us, that God desired a relationship with us, and so he sent his one and only son, Jesus. And so we see this as God drew near to us through his son, Jesus. And Jesus grew up as a baby, grew up into a boy and then into a man. That he can understand, he sympathizes with us. He understands weakness. He understands struggle. He understands the realities of life. Jesus understands that. And so he is not distant. He is not far away. He totally empathizes with where we are. God did not stay distant. In fact, he came close to us. And so I would say this, that Christmas is about God coming close to us. What a gift, isn't it? It's an amazing gift. And so God saw the need in his people, that there was that 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and God saw this need, that there was this darkness, and then he sent his son as a light, and he drew near to us. And so Jesus was also given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so God with us shows us that God's nature, what God is like. You ever wonder what God is like? In the Christmas story, we see that God is a God who loves us, that he stepped in to our world and to our area on earth through Jesus, right? Jesus steps into our mess. He steps into our exhaustion. He steps into our doubts and on our uncertainties that you may have. Jesus understands that, but he's not distant. He's not far away. Matter of fact, he is right there for you. You can draw near to him. So Jesus understands us. God came close to us through his son, Jesus. How about this? I would say this, that Christmas is also this. The wonder of Christmas is that there is good news for everybody. There's good news for everybody. The birth of Jesus, coming Messiah to take care of the sin problem, but also to provide us this way of life that we've never thought was imagined, that there's good news that came. And in Luke 2, 10-11, it says, I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all people. Say all people. To all people, right? It wasn't just the people, the Jews or Gentiles, Republicans or Democrats, Pittsburgh or Cleveland. It was for all people, right? And so this good news that Jesus brought and who Jesus is, he was the epitome of light and he was the epitome of good news. It was good news for all people. It wasn't just for the real religious people of the day or the real rich. It was for everybody. Think about that. that when we go to heaven someday, it's going to look amazing. It's not going to be, it's going to be people from all over the world, different faces and places, and it's going to be a beautiful time. But here's the thing, Christmas is good news. It's another great gift that God gave us. It's good news for everybody in the form of Jesus Christ. And so this first good news that they heard went to whom? It went to the shepherds. They weren't respected again. They weren't like the high society. They were the outcasts. I just find it amazing that we see the nature of who God is, that he includes everybody. He invites everybody to participate. He sees everybody as they are and what they can be. And so he sees these shepherds and says, I want to include you in this. I want to invite you to this. Right? In society, these shepherds weren't important. They weren't respected. And they weren't these religious elites. They had some type of education, but they didn't have what the religious teachers of law had. But God, I love this. God chose them first. You ever feel like you have to have it all together? You don't have it all together. I know I don't. But God chose them. God chooses us too. That's the story of Christmas, that all are invited. That's the who God is, his heart. His heartbeat is for his children. All are invited. And so why did he do this? Because Jesus did not come for perfect people. Jesus didn't come for perfect people. He came for everyone. He came for people like you and me. That's who he came for. And so that's the story of Christmas. I'm so thankful for it. That's what we just sang about, that he came for everybody. So no matter what your past is, no matter what your doubts are, no matter what mistakes you have, Jesus came for you. He came for you. You were invited. God sent Jesus to take away these thoughts. He wanted you to understand that you are loved and you're included. It's a message that our world needs to hear, amen? And so it's made, you don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to fix yourself or your life to come to Jesus. Jesus sees you as you are. And when we surrender our lives, he makes us into what we could become and is more like his son. And that's a beautiful thing. So that's what Christmas is. That's a beautiful thing. How about this? Christmas, from this same story, Christmas turns our fears into joy. It turns our fears into joy. How many of you have fears out there? Fears for your kids, fears for the future, enough money. That's right. And so that's what Christmas does. It turns our fears into joy. In Luke 9 through 14, it says, what were the attitude of the shepherds when they encountered the angel? It says they were terrified. If you notice in the Bible, anytime an angel appears, the natural response is people are afraid or scared or terrified. But there's this thing, it says, then suddenly the sky fills with angels and they begin to praise God. These messengers from God show up and they begin to praise God. It wasn't like this, it was the best birth announcement there ever was. It was the best one, right? It was this declaration to the people that there's good news of great joy, right? That he comes for everybody, but it turns our fears into joy. It says this, don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy. And so they had fears at first, and then this good news because of who Jesus turned it into joy. And I don't know what you're here tonight or what you have, what fear you might have, but I want to tell you, Jesus is the good news that's going to turn that fear into joy. He wants to do that for you. And so suddenly we see this. Amen. Suddenly we see this. When they stop being afraid, what happens? The skies fill up with angels singing praise. Their fear turned to joy. Now, what is it for you tonight that you need to help with? Like, God, you know my fears. Turn that fear into joy. That's one of the great gifts that we have because of the birth of Jesus. Here's the other thing I love about Christmas, that because of Jesus, that peace has come. How many of you need peace tonight? You just need, you're just so restless and tired, right? Jesus, he brings peace to our lives. He brings contentment, a peace that doesn't make sense, right? Darkness will not win. Darkness will not win. It feels like sometimes it's winning, right? It feels like that. But we're reminding and remembering tonight because of the birth of Jesus that darkness will not win. Look at 1 John 1:5. It says this. This is the message we heard from Jesus. John is writing. Now you declare this. God is light, and in their darkness, in him, there's no darkness at all. And so God appears as light and fear loses its grip. So Jesus comes in the light of the world and darkness and fear begin to lose its grip. People begin to have hope in this situation. That's the story of Christmas. That's the hope of Christmas, that you see that Jesus can turn your fears into joy. He wants to do that. That's one of the great things. How about this? That Christmas, when we think about the story of Christmas and who Jesus is, it requires a response. All through the Christmas story, you see how people responded when God either sent an angel or God, sent somebody to talk to them, there was a response. And anytime they encountered Jesus, they were different. They were different. They were so impacted, right? The shepherds, when they heard the story, they didn't delay. They didn't debate. They said, maybe I'll go tomorrow when I have some time. What they do, they heard about this news, and they said, let's go. Let's go. And they went in to see who this baby was. And so the shepherds moved from darkness on those hillsides toward light, toward light. They moved from darkness into light. And guess what they found? They found Jesus in that manger. Some of us are searching tonight. We're looking for all kinds of contentment in other places. But here's the thing, that you can find that response. If you just respond to what Jesus has done and who he is, you're going to find joy in your life. How about this one? When we meet Jesus, it should change us. When we encounter Jesus, it should change us. That you see how the shepherds were changed, Elizabeth and Zechariah, they were changed when they encountered Jesus. And I wonder tonight, when you encounter Jesus this Christmas, are you changed? Or are you just kind of going through the motions? Because when you encounter Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the light who drives out the darkness, it should change you. You should want to be changed. And so that's one of the great gifts that we have this Christmas, that the Christmas requires a response. It isn't just some tradition or holiday. It's that, but it's so much more than that. And so what God says is, I want you to my son is sent because it should change you into a better man or a woman or a boy or a girl. That's what it should do. It should change you. So Christmas demands a response. What will your response be tonight? Will you praise him with your life, or will you just kind of go through the motions? That's what Christmas is all about. And then finally, here's the thing. What I love, that what the shepherds did and what everybody that encounters, once you respond to Jesus, what we're called to do is this. Christmas reminds us that we're called, brothers and sisters, to carry the light of Christ into our world. That's what we're called to do, just to be that light carrier into the world. We sang that one song, Elohim. He's the epitome of light. He's the definition of light. And so when we encounter Jesus and we respond and we give our lives to him, we should move to the point where we're going to take that light into the darkness. We're going to take that light of who Jesus is into our families, into our world, into our city, whatever it is, we're supposed to take that light and carry it. So Luke 19 through 20, it says this, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God. Notice their attitude. For all they had heard and seen, it was just as the angel told him. So Mary's response, what did she do? She treasured all those moments. I'm a father. I'm a father of two adult children. I treasure the moments I have with my kids. I love it. I can't imagine, like my wife Melanie, she treasures these moments. The pictures that we have at our house, it's amazing. It's amazing. But the response that you have when you encounter something beautiful, when you encounter Jesus, it's going to require a response. And so we're supposed to be moving and be this carrying of light. Mary responds. She goes about it, cherishes it. The shepherds, they go back to their flocks. They go back to their way of life, but they're changed. They're different than they were when they encountered Jesus. This Christmas, it should be about this. Is that when we respond and we understand that Jesus came for us and that we're called to respond in faith and that we're called to, we have a homework assignment. To take that light, to tell other people about it, right? When you hear, have good Christmas movies, you share those with people, right? Recipes, whatever it is, and restaurants. You should do that. When you hear, understand the good news of the gospel, you should be wanting to share that light with people that are in darkness. I know in a room like this that there are people that are living in darkness that have questions, and you might have the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ. And so here's what you're called to do. You're called to be that light, to carry that light into the world. One of the things I love about Jesus, as he grows up from a baby into a man, he becomes a teacher, he's traveling around, he says this in John 8:12. He says this, he describes himself. Jesus is describing himself, and he's challenging his disciples, which are followers of Jesus, and he says to them, he tells them, he says, I am the light of the world in John 8. He tells his disciples, I am the light. And then he later goes on and says this, he says in Matthew 5, he says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Did you hear me tonight? You are the light of the world. You're called to take the light of Christ into your world and share that. I don't know what that means or what that looks like for you, but it's something. God has somebody in your heart, in your mind, in your life, in your circle, that he wants you to be the light of the world. You are the light of the world. That's what Jesus challenges us. And so, what will you do this Christmas? What will your response be? What will your response be this Christmas? And I pray that you have an amazing time with friends and family, and you don't have any awkward conversations, and you get everything you want. But I just pray that you respond, and don't let this moment slip, that you respond to the gospel and respond to be a carrier of the light into the world. Amen? And so it's Christmas is so much more than just a holiday, right? It's the moment that God stepped into the world in the form of his son Jesus to bring us hope, to bring us peace, to bring us joy, and to bring us love. It's a demonstration of all the things that we're missing and looking for in the world. And so what will Christmas be for you? Will it be just a season, or will you respond to the moment and move closer to Jesus? Will you respond and move closer to him and want to worship him and kneel down before him and worship him with all that you have? That's my challenge to you when you think about Christmas. In just a moment, we're going to light candles. It's one of your favorite moments. You're like, all right, that's enough. Wrap up, Pastor. But it's one of our moments, but it's symbolic because of this. As we start with one light over here and one light over there, and slowly but surely this sanctuary is going to be dark, and it's going to fill up with light. And it's symbolic of what we're called to do, not just on Christmas Day, but all year round. We're called to be carriers of the light of Christ into the world. And so we remember this, that Jesus came as a light into the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. The darkness does not overcome it. And some of us need to hear that. Whatever darkness you're in, it's not going to overcome you. Surrender your life to Jesus. Give your life to him. Look to him. If the church has hurt you, look to Jesus, right? If you, whatever that is, look to Jesus first. Look at his word. Look at his word and read his word and understand who he is. It's the light of Christ that will change you. It's the light of who Jesus is what will change you. So his light came in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So I'm going to invite you to stand right now. And again, I want you to think about this and the wonder of Christmas. We're going to think about what's Christmas all about. What did Jesus come? What's Christmas really truly about? And it really is. It's about this hope. It's about this hope, this light that's in us. This call that we're the light of the world because of Jesus. He's the light of the world. We're called to respond with our lives. What will your response be this Christmas? How will you respond in your life? And so my hope and prayer as you leave tonight, I'm going to just pray in a minute, and then we're going to give you instructions for candles. But my hope is and prayer is this, that your heart will be changed and full of wonder. That you'll just think about who God is and what he's about. That you'll just be full of wonder. That you'll be filled with hope. Because life is hard. And we need Jesus. We need the hope of Christ in our lives. And then you will leave taking that shining light that you have, and that's Jesus, and you'll take it out into the world that desperately needs it. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I just pray, thank you for tonight. What a beautiful night. Lord, that you call each one of us here in this moment, that you call us to respond. What will our response be, Lord? We just thank you for the greatest gift that you gave in your son, your one and only son, who came in the form of a baby, that provided a way for us to be redeemed and sanctified and atone for it, Lord. We just thank you for those things, Lord, that you made a way for us to have a relationship with you because of your son. And so, Father, I pray that whatever darkness that anyone is going through right now, that they would find the answer in a relationship with Jesus, the light of the world, the light of the world. And so, Father, I just pray that their hearts are changed, that they're full of wonder, they're filled with hope, and that the light of Christ will fill them today, forever, on the rest of this year, Lord. I just pray that they will be changed. So it's in your name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. And so you have a candle. Little ones have a little glow stick. The ushers are going to come forward. The lights are going to come down. And we're slowly going to see this place turn dark, and then it's going to fill up with light. And it's the light of Christ.